This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, February 3rd. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Hundreds of Portland City employees walked off the job Thursday in what is the first strike among municipal workers in more than two decades. The laborers' Local 483 and city leaders remain at odds over a union contract. The dispute dates back months. It's largely a disagreement about cost of living increases due to rising inflation in recent years, plus workplace safety issues. The union has about 615 members across the parks, transportation, and sewer bureaus. The Local 483 represents just under 10% of all Portland City staffers. Scott Morris, a 58-year-old carpenter in the Parks Bureau, told the Oregonian and Oregon Live that, quote, "We're not work-from-home people. We don't have the ability to relocate," unquote. The employees represent people who fix our streets, maintain trash cans, and remove garbage and syringes from parks, among other positions. Mayor Ted Wheeler had signed an emergency order last week that would allow the city to hire contractors to fill those positions. It's not clear if that's occurred yet. High school graduation is obviously still months away, but we finally have good data from the state on just how well the class of 2022 did. About 81% of the class graduated in 4 years. That's according to state figures provided to the Oregonian. That includes slight gains across all student groups. The figure represents the second highest graduation rate in Oregon history. Oregon is historically towards the bottom of the pack nationally when it comes to graduation rates. This year, our data and education team included graduation rates by students' race and ethnicity in our annual database available online. That includes data for individual schools for the first time. How does your community or neighborhood school fare? Go to oregonlive.com/education to find out. Oregon State Revenue officials have a warning for you. If you received a tax form in the mail with someone's personal information on the inside that isn't yours, destroy it immediately. The state accidentally mailed 1099-G forms for some 5,000 people to the wrong address. The people affected were all Portland residents. The mailing address on the outside of the envelope doesn't match the info on the inside. So that means you could get a form that includes Social Security information, addresses, and other sensitive information that isn't yours on the inside. 96% of people affected live in the 97202, 97205, 206, and 209 zip codes. That's downtown, Old Town, the Borough District, and much of the East Side. A state revenue spokesperson said that a contractor that prints and mails those forms, quote, determined that the error occurred on their side. The department sent out correct forms on Tuesday. It's official. Damian Lillard is an all-star once again. It's the seventh all-star nod for Dame. He's in the midst of the hottest stretch of basketball in his career over the past 11 games. Lillard is averaging 38 points per game in that stretch. With his seventh all-star nod, Dame equals some NBA legends like Scottie Pippen, Willis Reed, and James Worthy, who also made seven all-star games in their careers. Former Trailblazer LaMarcus Aldridge also made seven All-Star games in his career. For more about Dame and the Blazers, check out Sports by Northwest. That's a podcast and a video podcast available anywhere you get your podcasts and on YouTube. A new episode just posted on Thursday. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.